National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Brady Evans. Six deaths and 309 new coronavirus cases have been recorded across the country in the past 24 hours. The national death toll now stands at 139. Victoria recorded all six fatalities as well as 300 new infections. Premier Daniel Andrews says the latest deaths were connected to aged care facilities.
Three in their 90s and three in their 80s. If we can update you with any further information, of course we will. In the meantime, though, we send our best wishes, our condolences, our thoughts and our prayers to the families of those six individuals. This will be a particularly challenging and difficult time, a very sad time for them.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded seven new coronavirus cases, as well as a record number of COVID-19 tests were completed across the state yesterday. Queensland has reported two new coronavirus cases today, both in hotel quarantine. The state's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says authorities continue to have faith in the quarantine process.
That shows that our quarantine process is working. So it is really important. I know how hard it is for those people who are there in quarantine, having to stay there for 14 days, but it is absolutely critical to the safety of Queenslanders.
Victoria's coronavirus lockdown and smaller outbreaks in New South Wales will be top of the agenda at National Cabinet today. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
State and territory leaders are sitting down with the Prime Minister for the first time in 2 weeks. They will discuss how to better control the outbreak in Victoria, with numbers ballooning despite lockdown measures being reintroduced. The economy will also be on the agenda after the Treasurer's update yesterday. Victoria's lockdown is critical to Australia's economic recovery, with Treasury numbers based on an assumption that Victoria will be locked down for a further 6 weeks. But with numbers still rising in the state, it's still uncertain how long the lockdown will last and if restrictions will spread to other states. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions has stepped up its calls for national paid pandemic leave. The ACTU argues paid pandemic leave will encourage and support people to self-isolate when necessary. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus told the ABC the country cannot recover until the virus is under control.
So it's a bit like having a leaky pipe. Workers, unfortunately, are going to work when they're waiting for test results or when they've got symptoms. So what we've got to do is we've got to plug those leaks. And the way to do it is to take away the punishment that people have when they have to stay at home and isolate, which is sometimes losing their job, but quite often losing all their pay.
Two men have been charged after allegedly breaching the South Australian border from Victoria. The breach sparked a police pursuit that included the Polair helicopter and was ended by road spikes near Tailem Bend, 150 kilometres from the border. Two people in New South Wales have been fined $1,000 each for breaching quarantine orders. Assistant Commissioner Gary Warboys says police will be more reluctant to use discretion in future border breaches.
And the message is very clear that New South Wales police will enforce the public health orders. The time, I guess, is over for excuses. The time is now that people take heed of the public health orders, of the expectations of the community.
This follows another two men charged in the Northern Territory for falsely declaring they had not been to a coronavirus hotspot yesterday.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 18 degrees and we're looking for a top of 19 today. Mostly sunny afternoon and light winds. The forecast for tomorrow and bad news, it's going to be a bit of rain across the weekend. So Saturday, late shower, 7 to 17, best to get out in the morning. Sunday showers, 10 to 16, and Monday showers again, 10 to 17. And pretty much, yeah, looking like 20 to 40 mils both Sunday and Monday. So get out tomorrow morning if you're looking for a bit of sunshine. The sun will set tonight at 11 minutes past 5 and back up again in the morning at, 6 minutes to 7 in the morning. Getting longer days already. The moon is a waxing crescent with first quarter next Monday.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Arncliffe, M8, motorway tunnel. I think that's the first time I've said the M8 motorway tunnel. A truck breakdown, one or two city-bound lanes closed, lane one. Wentworthville, Cumberland Highway approaching Smith Street, a truck breakdown, one or three northbound lanes closed, lane one again. And finally, Minto Pembroke Road at Westmoreland Road. Traffic lights are flashing yellow and all traffic directions are affected. It's 5 minutes past 12. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario.
Let's correct this properly now, darling. It's time to make a big announcement, you know, before we introduce our guest in the studio. First of all, thank you to all listening Alive 90.5, the most sexiest, the most desirable business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario. And Darren, and as from today, this show is going to be called Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Reason for that it is Darren is a great producer and a great friend of mine, a mentor, but I was being lonely, you know, just using my name, and you know, gives me more pleasure now having the Darren. So it's from today, it's gonna be Business Insights with Mario and the Darren. Yes, Darren.
I'm honored.
I'm honored.
It's great to be your friend, and it's great to be part of a great radio station and a great radio show.
Well, absolutely, that's where we're standing for. Like today it's a Friday, it's a beautiful day. It's a F, it's for finances, and you know, as you know, yesterday the treasurer Darren he gave us the forecast for the finances for Australia, you know what I mean, and it doesn't look very bright.
$180 billion deficit in the next financial year, this financial year.
They said it's going to be like a $1 trillion by next financial year.
Well, that's right, exactly.
That is not good. However, Darren and I, we endeavor to bring you the best guest in the studio, the unsung business heroes. And today, you know, as F stands for Friday and F stands for finances, you need to learn how to become more profitable, financially independent. And of course, you need to hear the tips and insights from the best in the field to be rich. And Darren, you introduce our guest.
And this afternoon, I should say, and welcome to Pina Brandy. Welcome to Live 90.5. Your first time on radio?
Yes, it is.
We're just good friends. Yes, we'll get the best tips out of you. And so who is Pina Brandy to our listeners?
Oh, well, Pina Brandy is a property investment strategist. So basically, I help people grow their wealth through property investing. But on a personal level, Pina Brandy is just another Australian migrant that came here 11 years ago and from Italy and made Australian home.
So you don't think that's a good idea? I proposed to Darren to become wealthier. I found a shortcut. So let me, you know, say it. You tell me it's a good idea or not. Near where we are in this business park, Norwest, it's a Federal Reserve Bank. So Darren and I will decide to dig the tunnel and the pinch the money from Federal Reserve Bank. Is that a good idea to become wealthy or not?
Oh, well, maybe short term.
I think a side tunnel from the metro.
Yeah, we're just going to bring the boring machine, you know what I mean? Like, nobody will notice that we're doing actually big digging and taking all this gold and everything else here.
And Pina, so where are you from?
I'm originally from Italy, yes, south of Italy. So it's a city called Sapri. A lot of people get it confused with Capri, but it's not Capri, it's Sapri. And it's on a place called Golfo di Policastro. And it's, for people to understand, it's like an hour from the Amalfi Coast going down.
Amalfi Coast.
I was going to say, is it near the boot? That's what I know of Italy.
Amalfi Coast, Darren, you will love there. It's my dream, you know, the homes, the colorful, it's picturesque. And I mean, it's all this, it's like, you know, five and a half star.
So you're taking me there tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, we can't travel to him.
No. But the thing is, when you become the Giro d'Italia, you're gonna cycle. Yes, you.
Wow,
you're gonna.
Oh, what a great idea!
You see, Pina, Darren, he's practicing for, you know, Tour de France. You know, he's a cyclist. You know, he loves that, and now got it on top of this as well, Giro d'Italia, so we can see Amalfi Coast. So, when did you come in Australia?
I came in Australia actually right after the GFC, and. But I did not come directly from Italy, though. I came from Brazil. My husband is Brazilian, so I was living in Brazil, and we came from Brazil, escaping the economy there, and in the middle of the GFC.
So, but you come legally, didn't come on a boat, you know what I mean? Like, you know, okay, we don't tell nobody, so that's what it is. So comparing Italy, Brazil, obviously you live in Brazil, right?
Yes.
What do you like it most about Australia?
I love to say to people that Australia, it's a Brazil that worked. because there's so many things in common. Like Brazil, it's mainly foreigners. And but I guess the main colonization, because it was Portugal, it made the difference when you guys had England. And the principles are always all there, the basics. Like you have foreigners and the native people are not actually the one that did all the work. But Australia is just amazing, amazing. It's so welcoming. People are open-minded. And it's a very... we have a very good government as well, like, and they look after their people. And I think that's the basic thing between even Italy and Brazil, where the government doesn't look that much after their people.
What do you like best about Australia?
Best?
Yeah.
Vegemite.
Wow.
Who told you this? this is Farid Zaki from ATP account. Told
no.
you? Yes, he did told you. Like,
yeah,
like, what would you, like,
I don't know.
Someone is stealing our mojo. Well, we'll take a short break. You're listening along 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren from today. And our guest, Pina Brandi, she's with us in the studio. And she explained what she likes most of Australia. Italy, Brazil, Australia. And she makes you wealthy. Stay with us.
Alive 90.5.
I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man. There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time.
We all know. know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
For over 25 years, ATP Accounting and Taxation Professionals has been doing business accountancy, tax agency and advisory. Based in Norwest Business Park, Farid Zeki, founder of ATP, is passionate about helping clients grow their business, achieve greater profits, enjoy wealth, minimise tax, maintain cash flow and protect assets. If you are a business or individual who plans to succeed in wealth management and greater financial freedom, please call Farid on 0414 568 976 or email Farid at atpaccounting.com.au. He is always open for business connections and opportunities. atpaccounting.com.au, your friendly accounting and taxation professionals. Station sponsor.
The average person spends 44 minutes a day thinking about food. At OzHarvest, thinking about food is a full-time job because we're always looking for new ways to nourish our country and combat food waste and hunger. Every day, we rescue quality surplus food across Australia and deliver it to those who'd otherwise go hungry. And you can help. Every dollar donated to OzHarvest can provide two meals to people in need. Visit ozharvest.org. Thought for food.
All today's hits and yesterday's favourites.
Alive 90.5.
16 minutes past 12, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Darren, correct. And our guest in studio, Pina Brandi. I just want to warn our listeners that I'll not be the second hour of this show because I have to attend some of my business. But let's go start with the Pina Brandi. She swam from Italy, from Amalfi Coast to Brazil. She met her husband and then decided to swim stereo to Australia. And you arrived 11 years ago. And... Yeah. What did you start doing in Australia?
Oh, well, originally I was a web designer, graphic designer, and that's the job that I actually started here with, plus so many other jobs. Like I worked as kitchen hand and, you know, all the things you try to do when you're trying to wait and work for your visa.
Yeah.
Then once that all was settled, that's when I started my proper life in Australia, I would say.
Any regrets doing the jobs you'd never planned to do, like a cleaning and whatever it was in tech?
Oh, not really, because part of my life, actually, when we moved to Brazil, my father lost everything and I had to go to work a very young age, around 11, 12 years old. I had to go and work for and help my family. And so work was never a problem, I guess. I think what doesn't kill you make you stronger, doesn't it?
It looks like that way. So when did you start doing what you're doing today? What's your business about?
So my business,
can you tell us more about business?
Sure. Here?
What's the name of your business?
So the business, it's I work for a company called Iron Fish.
Yeah.
And with Iron Fish, it's a property group, and we basically help people invest and acquire a portfolio of properties.
Mm-hmm.
We find that most Australians, they either stop at their first one, that's the one they leave, or sometimes they only have one investment property, and they think that that property will do everything for them. What we try to do is make the whole process very, very simple and very personable as well. So as a strategist, I work very closely with people and try together and put a team around them. And when I say a team, a good accountant, a broker, there are so many other professionals when you become a property owner, because it becomes a business, and we surround these people with the right team and to make the whole process simple and just give them confidence that they are doing the right thing.
Okay, I have the question for you before Darren take the word. Is it a good time now to acquire the properties? Yes or no? What does that mean?
there is no yes or no question.
Okay.
Like property, again, if you're ready, whenever you're ready and your circumstances, then it's when it's the right time to purchase. There's nothing to do with the market.
So if I'm looking to buy a property, say my first property, I might be 25 years old. I'm not. I'm ancient, 47. but if I'm looking to buy a property, what would you recommend I do as a strategy to get into the property market? You say it's not a good time, it's not a bad time. What's the best strategy then?
I guess it all goes down to what is the purpose of this property that you're looking. Is it a property for you to live in? Is it your first home?
So that's important. What's the intention to do the property?
Yeah, it's the intention of the property. And are you willing to get an income out of that property? Or is that property just for wealth building and trying to minimize your tax at this stage in time? So there are so many questions that you need to answer in order for me to be able to help.
So what's a better property to buy, Darren? Well, what do you think? House? Unit?
Penthouse?
Land? Penthouse. No, you don't want a penthouse. Imagine being in Melbourne and having a penthouse, the lock inside on floor 65, and then you can't go down. You know what I mean? It was like, that view is not good there. But penthouse would be nice, yeah.
Is it location? They do say property is all about location, location, location.
Yeah, and there are many different types of location as well. Again, going back to what is your goal and what you're trying to achieve. Is that property, are you trying to get into a market that is starting, or are you buying into an infill where is the last pocket of land?
Well, I've got a hot startup. It's going gangbusters. I'm 25. I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
No partner. This is all just a scenario. Yeah, of course, I'm married to a lovely wife, Amanda, but and have a lovely daughter, Renee. But the scenario is, yes, someone like that, 25, lots of money, looking to actually invest in a property, doesn't really know what they want to do, so is actually coming to you for advice.
Correct. And together we can actually, not only with me, but like especially with the accountant that is helping them with their business, is property the right strategy for you? And how can you diversify this investment that you're putting not only in your business but in property as well?
Well, the accounting question we'll have to hold on to later. In the second hour, we'll have Farid in and we can put those things together. But accounting aside, how do you advise people, say, on the property? Say, I want to buy a property. Accounting is good. It's not about tax minimization. It's about a long investment strategy.
Yeah.
What's next?
What's next? It's first your risk level. How much are you willing to invest? And where are your numbers? So once I know your numbers, I'll find you a property that matches your numbers. It's less about how the property looks like, but it's more about what numbers that property is going to bring you. And from there, that doesn't mean we're going to buy in Sydney. That doesn't mean we're going to buy in Melbourne. It can be in the Gold Coast, can be in Brisbane, can be in Adelaide, in Perth.
So, can we get a Fiji for me? I would like to go to Fiji sometimes. I like the Fiji. But the thing is, what Darren asked, it's a good question. When somebody wants to create a wealth, you know, I mean, what's the most important you tell your client before he's venturing on that path to buy the properties to become wealthy?
You have to start with a wealth mindset. So if you don't have the right mindset into going to this, then there's nothing that I can do or say to you that will help this whole journey.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but if you're really committed to what you're trying to achieve, then it will happen. But if you're scared and you listen to noise from any other person around you that is not really used to do this, then your mindset will drop and your confidence level will drop. And it doesn't matter what you do, you will always fail. And that comes to business as well.
That's very interesting. Nobody told me this, you know, you start with the mindset of the winner.
Well, we often hear that health is wealth from our other guests that we've had on board.
Yeah.
And so now we know that wealth is a good aspiration, but you need to be healthy. But you're healthy in mind and you're hopefully making the right decisions.
Well, you're all smiling. I don't know why. Why are you smiling, Pina?
Why not?
Are you taking any drugs?
No.
Are you just a mindset? It's being wealthy, happy.
Always.
Right?
I'm actually very grateful to be here. And because I have this wealthy mindset, it's always good to have a positive outcome to life. And I love to bring positivity to people's life. And when people come to me with problems, I always say, let's find together a solution. There's always a solution for any problem. And instead of calling them problem, change the name to challenges, because it's so much easier now to tackle a challenge than a problem. Even the word is very heavier. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say my favorite word is opportunity.
Yeah.
Opportunity. See that.
Everything's an opportunity.
You know, before the COVID-19, people make plans, you know, big plans. And I always told the people, like, you know, you don't need to grab every opportunity now. It's there. You know, I mean, it's not every opportunity good one. You agree with me, right?
Oh, but yes, most definitely.
Yeah, but you will tackle these things, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, this is opportunity I need to, you know, I don't want to miss. And recently I spoke with a good friend of mine, and she's in Melbourne. And she spoke to me yesterday on the phone, and she said, like, I should take your advice, Mario, and do some things with, you know what I mean? Because now I'm being locked, you know what I mean? And I don't see that, you know what I mean? When it's going to end, and when it's going to this one. And, you know, I'm not a psychologist, like, you know what I mean? You're smiling all the time. Darren is a very positive person, you know what I mean? Even he's very quiet, you know what I mean? But he's quiet because I told him to be quiet because I don't want to talk. So, but the thing it is, it's very easy to give other people tips, insights, and advice. But if you are not a person, you know what I mean, who can lift person a little bit up, you know what I mean, or inject that energy or show that some light, you know what I mean, better not say nothing. And I seeing you continuously, we have this interview smiling, you know what I mean? So this is a good thing. It is so, like, so smiling now, Pina. We'll take a short break. You're listening live 90.5. This is Mario Darin. Yes, Darin.
I was just going to say the best thing for radio is to smile because people hear it.
They can hear it in your voice. Exactly. This is a new one. Thank you, Pina. We'll come back after a short break.
Alive 90.5.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that. Done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers. We
Chase is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melrosepark.com.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1800 009 292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1800 009 292.
Station sponsor.
The Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
29 minutes to one. Business Insights with Mario and Darren on Alive 90.5.
And we are very grateful on a Friday, F stands for finances and as well being wealthy. And due to COVID-19, we experiencing many obstacles, but it doesn't, you know, stop us to be, create some wealth. And today with us, expert in studio, Pina Brandi, she shared with us why we should invest and how we should invest. But more importantly, before we take a break, Pina, she explained to us that she is the person, I'm going to ask her why she's smiling, she's very positive, and we spoke about state of mind, wealth of mind. How did you call this?
Mindset.
Mindset. Why is the mindset important to you?
Well,
to you?
To me,
yeah.
As a migrant, I have to have a strong mindset because I left my family behind, I left my country behind, all in order to pursue a dream of a better life. Mm-hmm. And that I need strength. And in order to have strength, I need to be strong. And sometimes being strong, you can have as many muscles you want, but the stronger muscle you need to develop is your brain. And
interesting, guys. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, because that's what keeps you going. So I love to wake up in the morning and just by the fact of opening my eyes and realizing, wow, I woke up, I'm alive and I'm in a safe country and I'm breathing, I have food, I have water and all that. I'm so grateful that I've done the right choice. And that just alone, because anything else, money comes and goes, you know, everything comes and goes, but your health, and that's the only thing that once you lose it,
I agree with you, because Darren and I interview a lot of, you know, unsung business heroes like yourself and Farid, and, you know, you and I both coming from the whole continent, and, you know, people in Australia, well, I will say people I know, will complain and they will, you know, I mean, find all excuses why life is not good. And I just start with one thing with the hospitals here, right? State hospitals, how you call it? State hospitals here? You have private and was a state
hospital? Public.
Sorry, public hospitals, yeah. Right? Public hospitals in Croatia, you know, you don't walk inside without a couple hundred euros in pocket. Literally, it's a corruption, it's a bribe, you know what I mean? And if you don't even fork out that money, you're waiting for hours and hours and hours, right? Here, people, you know, they don't understand, oh, waiting 10 minutes. Can you imagine 10 minutes in public hospital? You know, ospedale in Italia, it must be same, you know, maybe not bribe and corruption, but the thing is, we are lucky, you know, that's what I'm saying to myself every day, how lucky I hear. You wake up in the morning, there's no riots, there's no migrants like Europe, you know what I mean, charging and burning and everything else. And okay, it's a COVID, it's tough, you know what I mean? There's no question asked, but how are you developing that in your state of mind to be happy? What do you do?
Apart
eating 6 kilo chocolates per day.
Well, I like to get out riding the bike. But what I tend to do, if I feel that I'm angry,
yeah?
I let myself be angry.
Yeah.
But I don't let that anger come out in actions.
Oh, okay.
So I think a lot of people, when they're thinking about how to be healthy in the state of mind, is say, I can never be angry. I can never think anything that's wrong. I've got to be totally positive. That's not right. you can actually have those state of minds, but it's about how they drive your actions.
Interesting.
So I like to think that every action I have is positive to help those around me, to enable, to facilitate.
And you do this, eh? You do this very well every day.
Yeah, and that's what I love doing, because that's where you get positive energy in the world. I mean, it's very easy to just go to someone and say,
life is
you're
bad.
My problem. Yeah, that's the most easiest thing to do in the world. It's even more encouraging, more positive to say,
yeah,
you and I, we can work together and find a solution.
Yeah.
You and I can be together and make a great radio show.
Yes.
The people at Alive here can be together and make a great radio station. And that's how I stay positive.
I love to ask you, darling, but you say something, Pina, because we all, you know, not all of us, but let's just say majority of people love to be wealthy. And they don't know how to become wealthy, but you stated very clearly before you even contemplate to become wealthy, it's a state of mind, you know what I mean? And people will often laugh to this, you know what I mean, that idea. I know this, the fact it is when I told the people I'm dreaming, you know what I mean, I want to do this, I want to become that, and people said to me, oh, and then I said, listen, your opinion about my life is not a reality. But, you know, becoming wealthy, it is difficult, and you're helping many people to become wealthy.
Yeah, of course. And sometimes, and there are different stages of wealth as well. And some people want more and need more, and some people need less. And this is why it's very important to talk with each individual. But nothing comes easy. Everything has a sacrifice. And you only sacrifice if the dream is big enough. And so how big is your dream? What is that you're trying to achieve? Oh, I want to achieve a 2 million worth portfolio by the age of 40. Okay, how old are you now? And what are you doing today in order for that to happen? Because just dreaming and thinking positively about it is not going to make it. So what are the actions that you can take today that will impact that in the future? When you bring it to property is something that takes time. It's not overnight. If someone promises you that you're going to be rich overnight with property, I'll be scared of that person.
Oh, that's a very interesting statement. That's a very truthful and honest statement. Yes, please continue.
But if they tell you, like everything, your journey, the journey of your business, the journey of everything, I can take you in the journey and I can say that within the next 10, 15, 20 years, this is what you're going to achieve, then it's a much reasonable statement to do, to make, and you can actually do it. Like, you just break it down. We usually go there, and then we come back. So how are we work it backwards? And I think that's with everything in life, really.
That's it. Yes, Alan, you want to say something?
No, I was just thinking about my scenario where I was 25 and lots of money and thinking, well, now my question is, I want to buy a big portfolio. I want to get a big property portfolio. And when I'm 50, I want to have that to retire on. So that's my scenario to you. We can talk more about that.
But what's the expectations people put in front of you when they say, like, I want to become wealthy to a property? What is the most common thing everybody says to you? We're not going to make money.
They think they don't need to have money to make money.
So different. What?
Okay, so you have people that have maybe $2,000 and say, I have $2,000, make me rich.
Okay, and?
And I will say, okay, so let's work on that. So then I have to explain how much money you need to actually to start the process and to buy property and all that. But basically, if that's their situation, then we'll have to sit down and see, where are you spending your money? What is your saving capacity? How much more can you increase your income? Because unfortunately, I don't know if you guys are aware, from 2017, APRA kicked in and it changed a lot the way banks give money to people. In the past, it used to be much easier. Like, they would give you so much more money.
Yeah.
Now you need to prove you can afford.
I think
that
was after the ICAC inquiry. No, sorry, the Royal Commission, right?
That one?
Yeah.
And I think they do this because I go back. We live in an amazing country, a country that doesn't want us to fail.
Yes.
And when they are cautious, that's why we keep growing and growing, because we need to be creative. And they are trying to increase people's salaries as well. And this is a good way of doing this. Once you have a deposit, once you increase your salary, you have a deposit, then you can start thinking about, okay, how can we make that money work for you at its full capacity?
I have a niche market for you. There's a coming the reality show that in Farmer Wants the Wife. Okay, you know, and you know, they're living in outbacks. You know, you can have the package, you know what I mean, buy the farm and they put them on a show. Does that mean that you and Farid will not join me in Darren digging the excavation tunnel from the Norwest to the Reserve Bank? Is that, you don't want to help us? Nobody hear us. You're listening to Live 90.5 Businesses with Mario and Darren. I'll take a break for the second hour. You send me the Darren in a good company of the great producer and great friend of mine, and Pina Brandi and Farid Zaki from ATP Accounting, great sponsor of Live 90.5. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back after the break.
Live 90.5.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Bring me
Director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
You're listening to the sound of Alive
90.5. It's 14 minutes to 1. You're on Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And now I'm flying solo, but I have two great people in the studio with me. And Fareed Zaki has just stepped in. Good afternoon, Fareed. How are you?
Good, Darren. How are you?
It's great to have you back again. You're a great friend of the station, and thank you for your sponsorship.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and we've got your ad that's in the playlist now.
Oh, yes.
We'll hear it once in the next hour. And a lot of our listeners know, community radio, we are limited to the 5 minutes of sponsorship in an hour, but it doesn't limit us on talking things like taxation and wealth and property. And back to you, Pina. So before the break, we're talking a lot about how to get a strategy in property, and that it's a long haul. You can't start with $2,000. Got to talk a bit about your money and things like that. And we'll jump to Fareed later in the hour and in the next hour. But a question I have for you right now is, what is the best thing someone can do in the current climate of where property is if they have a small portfolio? So they have some capital and they might want to actually, say, improve or diversify into other areas. What's the best strategy for someone to do today?
Sure. I know I don't want to sound evasive without wanting to ask questions, but the first thing is to have a look at what type of portfolio are you holding on. Is it a positively geared portfolio? Is it a portfolio that is actually giving you an income? Or is it a portfolio that is costing you money out of your pocket? Okay. Then when it comes down, you want to take some money out and buy more property. It's like, so where are your properties? And are they is it a diversified portfolio? Or do you have all your properties in two states? Then maybe it's time for you to have a look to buy a property in a different state. It's not a straight answer. Again, I'll go back to, I need to assess the health of that portfolio and the goal that we are trying to achieve. And together, then we can say, okay, maybe it's, if you don't have any property in Brisbane, maybe Brisbane should be a place you should look at, because the property clock hasn't moved there yet. So that could be something.
Now, there was a fancy word you used just there, gearing. Positive gearing, negative gearing. For me, that's gears on the back of the bike that gets me up the hill. But for Reed, what is this all about, gearing, and why is it so important with property investment?
I think with negative gearing and positive gearing, the idea of it is to think whether you're actually have excess money coming in from the rental. And that's what we call positive gearing. So basically, the rent is covering up for the expenses, including the interest and the agency fees and all the holding costs. And so that's a positive gearing property, which means that you're adding onto your income and paying more tax.
So positive is good, but also negative can be good.
Yes. So
in tax circumstances, is that right? So yeah. Lead us through that.
So basically, with negative gearing, it's the other way around, is where you're spending a little bit more than what the rent is, and then it creates what we call a negative loss. That negative loss is then claimed against your other income, whether it be business income or salary and wages, reduces your tax. So part of your tax savings help to pay off the property debt that you basically have.
Now, I'm going to complicate a bit more, because I've been looking at my parents as they go through their journey of things like investment properties, negative gearing, superannuation, and the like. And it seems to be a very complex puzzle as to what to do to boost your super, or whether you boost a property portfolio, what is your recommendation for someone who's in, say, our age and has a decision to make of property versus superannuation? What's the best thing to do?
I think, well, firstly, you need to seek financial advice and speak to property strategists, for example, like Pina. And also with shares, you speak to a financial planner about your financial circumstances. But the idea is, like Pina said, is where do you want to go? Basically, you have to have a plan where you want to go. And based on that, we can then formulate a plan. Now, tax is part of that plan.
Yeah, tell us about tax. That's all seems all evil, so complicated. It seems like they're always changing the rules. Yes. Is that so?
Well, they change the rules so that they can hopefully make it a little bit better and make it more fairer.
Well, that's good. Is that good?
It is very good, of course. Good, yes, you want a system that is fair, but then at the same time, we have a lot of needs, and look at what's happening now. The government has actually helped a lot of people through the JobKeeper, JobSeeker.
We'll talk a bit about more later. But
that's
right.
Yeah. Where would that money have come if there is no tax that is being paid?
Now, a question I have at the moment, say if I was put off because of coronavirus and I can access a lump of my superannuation, but I don't need that all to live on because I'm living frugally, I cook my own food, all that sort of stuff. Do you recommend to actually invest some of that or to leave it in super and not take it out? What's the best advice there?
Look, I think the best thing is you always need to think is, what is the money that I actually have? What is my spending? And anything that you have extra, you need to actually think about investing it, because it doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. If you keep using it and you're not investing it, you're not growing it, it is going to finish. So the idea is, while you are spending, you've got to think about the money that's sitting there that you're not using. You need to invest that.
So you're going to tell me it's all about spreadsheets, no doubt.
No, it doesn't have to be. These days, a lot of...
I think I'll go back to Pina. Probably doesn't seem to be about first spreadsheets. You just go to an auction, put your hand up. I don't know. It's a virtual auctions now. But where do the spreadsheets come into it? Period.
Look, I think these days a lot of these things are not in spreadsheets anymore.
that sounds good.
Yeah, there's more programs that do not look like spreadsheets anymore. But look, it sounds complicated, Darren, but at the end of the day, it's basically talking to the right people and having that right team around you. In your financial affairs, you need to basically have a property strategist, somebody like Pina, for example. You need to have an accountant, hopefully like me. you need to speak to a financial advisor. And basically, we work together as a team. So we always think of it like this. The client is in the middle, and it's surrounded by the right team helping him or her along their journey to financial success.
Teamwork. I haven't really heard that presented to me by banks recently. Why is that? Why is that different? A bank tries to sell me they're the one. They can do this, that, and the other. And I go, well, I don't think so. And hearing from both you two today, it just seems to be a breath of fresh air. Is this across the industry, or is it just special for Reid and Pina and the Hills?
Look, I think we need to be thinking like that, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good we are individually. If we do not work as a team, the client will not win. Mm-hmm. So I think... we all have to work as a team. Do you agree with me, Pina?
I completely agree with you, yeah. And we are human beings and we work better together. It's very rare you see people on their own doing their best alone.
That's right.
What is that say in English that you people say? You go further together. No, you go faster alone, but further together.
And further together. Sounds great. It's time for a break here on Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We'll take a short breather, let you get a bit of a cuppa, maybe a bit of a drink, but don't go anywhere. Listen to our sponsors, and we'll be back soon.
In my youth, I was restless and never knowing. Wild days turn blue. I'm never going back, never going back, never going back, never going back to those days. In my time, I've seen
90.5.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hill Shop Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153. Or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year, awarded by the Urban Task Force. PACE, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5. Broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
It's 1 minute to one. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And in the studio with me is Fareed Zaki and Pina Brandy. And Fareed, we're just saying, before the news, you have some news on an economic update that's come out that will help focus our conversation for the next hour.
That's right. So basically, we've got the government released the new JobKeeper scheme 2.0. It's going to cost around $16 billion.
Wow.
Bringing the total cost of JobKeeper program to $86 billion.
And the economic update of the financial year, $180 billion deficit. What's your thoughts there?
I think we need it. The government needed to spend that money to help people. Otherwise, businesses would have fallen up so much quicker.
It's going to hit towards $1
trillion. Yes.
How do we recover from that?
Working hard and doing our best and paying our taxes.
Paying our taxes.
Yes, the right way.
Hopefully people keep working so they can pay their taxes.
That's correct.
No, that's a good update. We're just about to go to the news. Stay with us. And in the next hour, we'll be having an update on JobKeeper, JobSeeker, and more on property investment, business insights with Mario and Darren.
Alive 90.5.
And now,